Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Susie going toe to toe bin.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, which is back this week. We do have our cast previews up, so go check those out. You can find us on Instagram or wherever at Rose Pricks Pod. And here I am with my gorgeous co-host and the creator and writer and actor in Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Okay. There's a new episode out of that as well, so go find that on YouTube. Hello, Ben Mandelker. Hello, hello.
Hey, what's up? What's
Welcome
up? What's going on?
Welcome to our first recording sesh of 2019, sucka.
Yeah, feels good to be back. It's like weird. It's like, whoa, do I even remember how to do this anymore?
Well, thankfully, it's just talking shit, which you can do in your sleep.
Yeah, that's true. We just actually recorded our bonus episode where we talked about what we did over the break, and we spent a lot of time talking about just stories from the break, and then we talked about video games at the end, our various adventures on the Nintendo Switch, and then we also we talked about Bird Box a little bit. So
Dumpling, little Zelda. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good stuff. So go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens. So if you sign up there, you'll get access to the bonus episode, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. And our new limited edition t-shirt just came out today. It's, Ben in the Streets, Ronnie in the Sheets. So if you want that, just go over to crappensmerch.com. You can also get all of our Watch What Crappens t-shirts and stuff over there.
And if you're wondering what that t-shirt means, it means a gentleman and a gentleman in both scenarios.
A gentleman and a salute. Now, Ben, what were you going to say, honey?
I was just going to say that now that it's 2019, people better get serious. It's time for people to get serious about their New Year's resolutions. And I'm sure one of your resolutions is to come see one of our live shows. So we have in next month in February, we have a show in Dallas. And we also have a show in Vancouver as part of Just for Laughs. So that'll be amazing, Just for Laughs. So much fun last time. In March, we have a show in Washington, D.C. It's going to be our only show there. We are not planning on adding a second show. And then in April, we have a bunch. April, we've got a show, in Phoenix, Arizona. We've got a show in Boston, and we have just those two. And then in May, we have Irvine, California. So the first Boston show sold out. So now the other one is also selling pretty well. So get your tickets while you can, because they're not going to be there very longer. Go to watchacrappens.com to get all your tickets. There will be new cities announced soon enough. So get excited, everyone. We're going to some places that we've never gone to before, places that people have been patiently requesting us to visit for a while now. So gird your loins. And in the meantime, definitely go see us in these shows. Don't worry about going solo. You'll make friends. It happens every single show. Look at our Bay Area Betches. We have a whole group up in the Bay Area, the Bay Area Betches, who became besties, and they all hung out on New Year's together, I think. So Crappens brings people together, everyone.
Yeah, everybody. Come on. So today we are coming back with – yesterday was our Beverly Hills preview. Super fun.
Yeah.
But we decided, hey, we have a day to fill. So why don't we do something that we missed last week, which is Real Housewives of New Jersey. I mean, look, Danielle's only going to get married 37 times. And I feel, it's our responsibility to be there to cover it.
Yeah. I was really excited for this episode because it's, you know, the Danielle Staub wedding. It's the wedding of the century. If you ask me, this is an event with a capital E. And truthfully, there was a new episode of Atlanta on that same night. But here's what happened on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Cynthia Bailey had people over and then to like say goodbye to Noelle before she went to Howard. And then Noelle was like, I don't want to leave, Mom. I'm crying. Send them home. So she sent them home. It was so rude. That's all you need to know.
I saw Mama Joyce was on there. I did a live TV TV party viewing thing this week on the TV party app for Atlanta. And I don't know a thing that happened because we just talked and laughed the whole time.
Mama Joyce did some weird, like, Trumpian logic where she was like, Todd was mad that she said that candy turned a lemon into lemonade. So she's like, Candy, I don't think it's, you know, you're the lemon. You turned into lemonade. And she's like, see now, Riley, what, Mama, you're not making any sense.
It was bizarre. Lord. Well, thankfully, we're off from that this week. We'll be back with that Monday, and along with the Married to Medicine part two of the reunion, because we also didn't talk about part one of that reunion, and that was crazy. Was a crazy damn mess. Did you watch that?
Oh, I certainly did. Here's the takeaway from part one. Mariah's eyebrows, something's going on. Like, that's a disaster.
Mariah's a nightmare of a human being, and I'm glad I did not fall for her fake, look, I've changed, because she's terrible. Mm. And I know that only was, like, for 2 weeks of story, but she's, like, more horrible than ever. Simone came after Contessa really for no reason. She just started.
Are you sure we didn't talk about this? I feel like we did talk about it. I think we did.
I don't think so. I think we were already on break, but maybe we did. Who knows?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
well,
let's just skip it. Today is Real Housewives of New Jersey, the wedding from, you know, I don't want to say hell, but I'm just going to call it the Dollar Tree wedding.
Yeah, same thing. So we're back in Bimini and ain't it grand. Let the good times roll. So Teresa, we were seeing, like, this is what everyone's up to in Bimini. So Melissa Gorga is like, it's a beautiful day. And then we see, like, Teresa and Joe Gorga working out together, basically, like, doing whatever they can not to have sex under the lat machine. And then we see Joe and Marge. Like, Marge is Joe B, I guess we're calling him. They're, like, getting out of bed, and she's wearing, like, a green print. And she's like, Joe, look at me. Joe, I look so tropical. I look like a big tropical mess, right? Like Chiquita Banana, right? That's what I am. I'm the banana. Okay, Joe? All right.
He's like, you don't even need a facelift at all. She's like, shut up, Joe. Just be quiet over there. We all know I need a facelift. My mother got one. Look at her. She looks totally different now. And then Melissa's like, it's a beautiful day in Bimini. Thank you, Jesus. Which really would have brought it home with her husband's thumb up her ass again. He's too... Mm. And then Gorga is like, laying around, you know, after the gym with his little waxed, adorable body. He's such a pig. I hate that I love him so much.
He is a pig. Why is he so hot? He's such a pig.
Yeah. And Melissa's like, you guys are overachievers, you and your sister. I'm like, yeah, that's Joe. Regular. Like,
yeah.
30 businesses. Look at them. How many businesses out of 30 are still open? Can we even count them?
Yeah.
There needs to be a list.
I don't even know what he's doing anymore. Didn't he have a shredding business at one point? I don't know.
A shredding business. He had, like, a sidewalk shoveling business.
I don't know. All I gotta say is, like, I don't know if they're overachievers. Overachieving means you've actually achieved something, I think, right?
Yeah,
I think
you're
more
over.
Like over. They're just over. Overdoers.
Yeah,
overstarters. I think they're overstarters. So they start talking about the crazy dinner from
over beginners. I like that.
Over failers. That's what they are. So, they're not failures. They're just over failers.
Yeah.
Like, so yes. So they start talking about this crazy dinner, the night before, where Danielle and Marty got into a fight, and Danielle's like, his kids hate me. They hate me so much. Da 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 da. And
you did this, Marty. You raised them like that, Marty. You did that to them, Marty.
You did that. Yeah. So they're basically like, Danielle needs to, like, slow her roll, because she really shouldn't be talking about Marty's kids that way. Like, you know, like, And Joe's like, if I ever divorced you, Melissa, and I met a new girl, and she was like saying that sort of stuff, I'd be like, hit the road, okay? Hit the road, slut, you know?
Yeah, my kids are my life. And Melissa's like, well, I hope you'd say that to your next bitch, because I'll kill her.
Yeah. So then we go over to Marge, and Margaret is upset because Danielle wants to do this, like, cockamamie photo shoot, and she's like, I gotta do a bride squad photo shoot. Like, what is this? It's like, you know, I feel like a giant pear being held up by like two bananas, like right now. Remember Chiquita Bananas, the callback to earlier, Joe. It's tropical callback.
It's like an entertaining version of Dumplin' on Netflix starring Marge, where she just feels like she's too fat, but she's really not, you know. I'm like, really? Yeah. Have you been to Disney World? Okay.
Yeah, Marge, on, you look guys. Fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I love Marge. I don't like her dissing herself all the time.
But, no, yeah, I think it's actually enduring, though.
These fucking girls. I mean, look at these girls. They're great shape. I've got dimples on my legs. That's what I've got. I've got dimples on my legs, right?
Yeah. It's like I've got cottage cheese. Like, you might as well put some cantaloupe in me because I got cottage cheese back there. Okay, you know what I'm saying? It's a nutritious breakfast, except I don't look too nutritious. You know what I'm saying? Okay, classic Jen. That's for you, Jen.
And she tells Joe, just be careful, Joe. I don't want you saying anything to Danielle because Danielle's very, very like crazy right now. Like, she's literally like crazy right now. And I just don't want you to say anything to upset her because you know you can be very harsh. And I haven't really seen that part of Joe. All I've seen is Joe being like sweet and adorable. You know,
exactly. I was sort of surprised at that warning. I was like, does Joe need that warning?
Yeah.
So then we go over to Teresa's room where she's put on these crazy red earrings. It was like she found like some red construction paper or like tore up a menu and like strung them together and dangled them from her ears. Yeah, it's just
she does like cocktail napkins, or like somebody just grabbed her by the ankle, slammed her down on the bachelor set, and then just dragged her away because, you know, it's all those big rose petals and stuff.
She just like tore apart a lay, and I was like, "Yeah, this is my lay now."
I haven't been laid in a long time.
I want to get laid from ear to ear. Get it?
So she FaceTimes. What's her buns?
Dolores.
Dolores, yeah, and Dolores has like Uno cards on her face or something. She has something on her face. I forget.
Uno cards.
Teresa's like,
"And what's the drama going on? Because Danielle and Marty's got into it underwears."
And Dolores is like, "Well, if I was in her position, listen, this is what I'd say to him. I'd say, listen, Marty, I'm going to forgive you this time. But if you ever lie to me, you just lied to me again. And I'm going to forgive you for it. But if you ever do it, okay, you just lied to me again, Marty. But if you ever do it again."
I'm taking too long.
Hey, have you seen Frank down there? You know, I don't see Frank very much anymore. He says he's in Florida, but, you know, for all I know, he's in Bimini too. You know, Frank. And then Boo's dead, and I don't see my daughter anymore. And Frank, he's never around. Oh, wait, Frank, he's on the other line. Hold on. Frank, he's on. Oh, wait, no, sorry.
All right, so you updated me on Danielle the whore. What's up with the kitchen counters and where you're staying? You have a kitchen in there? Is it separate nice from the room?
Yeah. Is there a bar? You know, speaking of the bar, you know, Frank got disbarred, you know? Did I tell you that? Huh?
I haven't been laid in a bar in so long.
So Dolores is like, yeah, well, you know, Jackie called me. She wants to have lunch. And Teresa's like, what? Why? Why would she be meeting with you?
What she said was very out of lines. Very out of lines.
Jackie, she goes, Jackie throwing it in my face that my husband is away. That was out of lines. I'm like, you still can't say jail. You still can't say prison. You were there. You actually lived there for a year, and you still can't say it? Girl, come on.
Come on, Teresa.
Girl. Yeah. Also, by the way, I'm sick of this narrative, this convenient narrative, as Katie would say, that they're spinning that Jackie was throwing it in her face. All Jackie said was, if you could control your husband, do you think that he would be in jail right now? Like, she was basically maybe not the smartest example, but she wasn't being like, your husband's in jail. It's a failure. She just like used a fact that has been highly publicized, that there have been specials on Watch What Happens Live with, you know, like, you're like, what, no one can mention it? And then everyone's like, she talked about the husband.
Teresa. But then Teresa gets this new victim line that she says over and over. She's like, yeah, but she shouldn't say that because that's common sense. That's common sense. That's common sense not to hurt somebody. That's common sense. I'm like, oh, God. Someone told Teresa what common sense is.
Yeah.
And here she goes, like the woman with none. So yeah. Dorinda's like, all right, we'll give your friend advice and tell her, listen, you need to back off Marty so she can walk down the aisle. Because if you don't walk down the aisle, you never get the opportunity to redo your kitchen. All right? And that's like, that's a season-long storyline right there.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you're standing in your kitchen looking at dried pasta on the countertop saying, I'm alone. I'm eviscerated right now. Oh, my God. Frankie's on the other line. Frankie's on the other line. Gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta see what's going, he's going on. Frankie needs me right now, Tree. I'm sorry. Frankie. It's Frankie. I gotta go. I gotta go.
So everyone gathers to go take this van or golf cart or whatever to go do their bride squad shoot. And the daughters are there. Danielle's daughters are there.
Yeah.
And everyone on this show is like, well, or everybody that we talk to, at least on the Facebook, is like, oh, my God, her daughters are so classy. And I mean, you can say what you want about Danielle, but those girls seem sweet. Those girls seem like they're dead inside. They both seem like pieces of driftwood with no souls. And I feel for them. What do you think?
I don't feel that way at all. I feel like they don't. I think that they are just like, let's get through this ridiculous weekend where like our mom's crazy. We're stuck with these crazy bitches who made our life hell on TV. And now we also have to deal with Marty Caffrey's family. Let's just like enjoy the sun and get this over with. I don't think they seem dead inside. I think they are just like they've gone through like childhood trauma of being Danielle Staub's daughters and they're just trying to survive. I think it's a coping mechanism.
I think they've given up trying to survive and they're just like husks. They're like they're husks just, with souls, you know, little dead
just,
souls
they're putting,
inside.
Right now, they're just their focus is just thigh gap. That's just all that's what the attention's towards right now.
Yeah, they're like, listen.
It'll all be worth
my
it.
Life, yeah, thigh. My life could be totally horrible, and I'm traumatized and have PTSD, but I can still have thigh gap.
Yeah. So now they're like, yeah, they're all going to the photo shoot and everything, and they're going to be wearing these like they're wearing these tank tops that say "Brad Squad," which is like I'm just mortified for all of them. And they're Danielle, what's this photo shoot going to be like? What's the vibe? She's like, oh, you know, it's silly on the beach. I was like, I love that as an artistic vision. I have a vision of silly on the beach.
Silly on the beach. Beef jerky being dried out on the beach. Okay.
Pepperoni being sun dried in the sand.
And then Marge, of course, is behind them like, seriously, everyone's in good shape except me. You got classic Marge, all right? Yeah. Like, voluptuous, chubby Marge, all right? I'm a lot of meat, all right? I'm like three Subway trays full of meat for an office party, all right?
I mean, thank God I got meat in all the right places, but it's a lot of meat. Okay, this is like, we got prosciutto. Okay, we got bacon. We got prime rib. It's all here, right here. And that's just my knee, okay?
So funny. Poor thing. Okay, so then they get to the beach, and some
she
of the bridesmaids
doesn't want to
are like,
yeah.
Yeah, Marge doesn't want to take off her pants. And, you know, look, you should take off those pants because they're Vicky Gumbelson macrame see-through pants. Okay, get rid of them.
Yeah, take them off not to be part of, not because you're supporting Danielle's vision. Take them off because they just are hideous.
Yeah, because you're supporting Vicky's vision.
Yeah, so, and Teresa is like trying to empathize. She's like, I get it because I'm nervous to wear a tiny bikinis on stages, you know, for my fitnesses and competitions and suches. And like, I'm nervous about that. I'm like, yeah, no, don't try to like be like you're nervous too. You're in amazing shape. You're like training for fitness competition. So like no one wants to hear how you're nervous about wearing an itsy bitsy teeny weeny bikini when you've also worn that sort of bikini like 1,000 times on the show, even
yeah,
when
like
you
this
weren't
morning
in competition.
When you were working out.
Yeah.
Also, they showed a picture of her competing, and wow, you know, the boob jobs, it's just awkward. I think they're starting to use plunger bottoms.
It looks like she has Malamars stuck in there.
It looks like a plunger being pushed down. Like there's like a rim around. It looks like, you know how in catering, you know, chargers, the plates under the plate? It's like
that. It looks like, honestly, it looks like a bell at a front desk at a hotel when the clerk's missing.
It does look like a hotel bell. Now, that said, I hate talking about boobs because, like, who am I, you know, to, like, boob shame somebody? My only thing is, like, look, don't use plungers for boobs. Like, save up for a decent boob job, okay? Don't use plungers or chargers or desk bells.
Don't use desk bells. Like don't use like please don't use those things that when you buy like a little trinket in a vending machine and it comes out in like a little cap, like a little ball thing and you open it up. Don't use those either.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like a sunny side egg. basically.
Yeah, don't use eggs. don't do like a really hard boiled egg that you've then laminated.
It's just odd because it's only housewives. Like, I would never comment on someone's boob job. It's just housewives is so specifically crazy in the boob job department.
I think it's also because it's Teresa. Like, there's just something with Teresa that I just feel like she just often needs to be taken down a peg.
Yeah. She needs to be taken down a desk bell.
And I only say that because she probably has a friend named Peg who's like, you look great, Teresa. You look great. I'm like, we got to take down Peg. Okay.
Hey, anybody feel like taking down a peg?
Teresa, you look wonderful today. The boobs look great. No, don't even go in. Don't even go in and get another. Don't get it fixed. It looks good the way it is. Are you crazy? Are you crazy?
It's a wedding weekend, so we should be a team players.
So then we get some basic, you know, some basic shots, and the other bridesmaids show up, which they're lucky they're not on this cast because Danielle would have chewed them a new a-hole if any of the cast was this late.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so Marge is just like losing it, and she's like, you know, I mean, I'm gonna be menstrual in 2 seconds. I feel it coming. I'm just gonna be menstrual. I was like, that's funny, but also like, that's also a very visceral image that you've just inserted into this photo shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Even me, I stopped reading my notes. I was like, yeah, gross.
And then Danielle's like, all right, everyone, I want to do a sexy walk, okay? We're going to do a Baywatch bitches walk, okay? Johan face. And like watching these ladies, first of all, this photo shoot, I mean, did they get like Maria from, you know, accounting to come do this photo shoot? This was not a, like, who was this woman taking? When they were doing their like sexy walk, they were so spread out. Like, this was not a good photo. Like, one woman was probably like, I think like 10 feet away, like off in the waves. And someone else was like hiding in the bushes. Like, there was no organization, no focal point.
It was like Bay Limp. Because, and another thing I noticed, like when they were doing
it was like
the wedding,
Bayonne watch.
Yeah. It was like dried bay leaves watch. Because
it was like Richard Bay watch.
So they were coming, you know, they were walking. When they get to the wedding part, they're walking on the sand, which is nice because it's like a beach wedding or whatever. But the sand is all uneven because no one, I guess, thought it necessary to rake the sand first. So there wasn't like a flat surface to walk on. So it really does look like everybody's limping down the aisle. And I thought that is so fitting for this show, for Danielle's wedding. Everybody's just limping to the finish line.
Yeah, just like stumbling through that sand. So then it's like now the next artistic vision is jumping jacks, you know. And so Marge is just hating this. My whole nipple came out. That's what it is. It's like, I'm mortified. And then Tree's like, I need water.
And Melissa goes, yeah, how come nobody's making sure that the bridesmaid have a drink? And Danielle's like, forgot to order me alcohol.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was just such like a hilarious clusterfuck. And I'm like, you guys are too old to be doing this. I'm not saying that from like an age shaming point of view. It's like, you guys should be like wiser. Like, you guys should be smarter. Like you're not like a basic 21-year-old. So I'm not saying it like, oh, you're too old, you shouldn't be at bikinis doing this. No, it's like, you're too old. You should have more common sense than to be doing this right now. It's just because it looks stupid. Yeah. It's not about how you physically look. It's just like this is a stupid photo shoot.
Yeah.
I'm so mad. Why am I so mad right now, Ronnie?
Because it's hard to be happy for somebody when they're like a zillion years old and have had 5 million weddings, and it's just like, oh, I'm getting another free trip, and now everybody has to treat. No, that's not how your 18th wedding works, lady. Okay.
But I'm like mad, but I'm like also like deeply thankful that the scene happened because I thought it was so funny. Because it's just like,
that's how like, I feel happiness course. Through anger. So
yeah,
it's working for
exactly.
Me.
Exactly. Thanks, so Peg. Thanks for arranging the photo shoot, Peg.
Yeah, thanks, Peg.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So the guys are going to go eat together. Joe Gorga, Joe What's-His-Buns, and Marty are all going to go eat. And Gorga's like, ha, dinner was rough. We're going to make sure what he's getting into with Danielle, because I don't think he knows. Listen, he's had Danielle wrapped around his penis, okay? Yeah. He knows. If he's still going to get married to Danielle, it's like, what are you going to do? You know, it's like warming a storm chaser. Like, yeah, it's going to rain on you. Like, they know.
Yeah. Yeah, like, this is, like, exactly. So, I'm, like, getting all choked up on behalf of Danielle. I'm like,
yeah,
this is
like
so sad.
Yeah, like, you're driving down the street, Maudie a cow's going to fly in your face, and her name's Danielle. It's just going to be a Danielle flying in your face, like in Twister, okay?
Yeah.
There are some people you can't warn.
Mm-hmm. So they're, yes, they get like a giant like vat of like various cocktails, and they get that, they get drunk, and they hop on a golf cart, you know, to crash somewhere. And meanwhile, the women start gathering around to get cocktails, and Teresa's like,
did you hear the newses? Jackie called Dolores to hang outs and stuff, and I'm like, why would you do that? You know what I'm saying?
And so now they start talking about Jackie, etc. And, you know, Melissa's feeling like, you know, it's so hard to connect with someone, and I really connect with Jackie, and I just hope that Teresa and Jackie can meet because, you know, I really connect with her and I want them to be friends. I'm like, oh God, this will be a disaster.
Yeah. And then Teresa, it cuts to, she's like, I hope they keep the peace. And it cuts to Teresa going,
I didn't start it, but I'll fucking finish it.
Like, you kind of did start it because you're the one who clapped back at like Jackie's like,
yeah, you earned this.
Comment.
I feel nothing for you, woman. So yeah. Over with the guys are getting drinks. And Marty's like, ha, this is like my bachelor party without being a bachelor party.
Yeah. At which point, Joe Gorga starts just being awful. Like, awful. Like, this is why we have toxic masculinity, because of people like Joe Gorga. Because he's like, you know what? Danielle already has Marty by the balls. Danielle's got you pussy whipped. You're pussy whipped, okay? Oh, Marty, you're like a little bitch, huh? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you pussy whipped. You get pussy last night, bro? Ugh, I hate guys like that.
Oh, it's so, so obnoxious. And Marty's like, hey, if anybody can pussy whip somebody, it's her. She's so freaking hot. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? Anyone? Raise your hands. Raise your hands. You all agree, huh? No,
it's like sticking it inside a pizza roll. You know, what are those called?
A Totino's pizza roll. Yeah,
Totino's pizza roll. That is so disgusting. You know what? You give me a week off, and I come back talking about implants and Totino pizza rolls.
Well,
sorry.
Well,
guys,
to be fair, we're not actually talking about the brand Totino's pizza roll. We're actually talking about Peg Totino's. Hey, Peg, you make one of those pizza rolls for Marty? Okay, hey, why don't you stick your dick in that, huh? That you would do better off with Peg's pizza roll, huh?
Ugh. And Gorga's like, you got pussy last night, huh? If you ain't get pussy, cut it off and save the money. Oh, so disgusting, this guy.
And he's like, hey, you know what? Like, you know, you, Marty, you got to man up, okay? Because, like, Danielle's telling you, hey, Marty, hold the dress like this. Do this like that. Do this like that. What sort of man are you, Marty? What are you doing? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, this is what their dynamic is, and that's fine. You know what? Like, if Marty is going to just take orders from Danielle, that's just the dynamic. That's what he responds to. That's his personality type.
Yeah, and then the other Joe's like, yeah, and Marge said that Danielle went and spent $45,000 on your black car, and you don't even know it yet. You make the money, you pay for the house, you pay for the dresses, you pay for the jewelry, you pay for the boobs, you pay for the shoes, you pay for the hors d'oeuvres, you pay for busted. It's like, okay, Joe, okay. He's like, don't come to our house crying, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Oh.
Yeah, and so they're just like, they're just, and on top of everything else, the guy's getting married tomorrow. Why would you even say this stuff to him the day before? It's so, this is not like a, you know, like in a movie, this stuff, these scenes happen, but like in real life, you're like, you know what, like why did you not say it earlier, etc. So Marty's like, well, you know what? By the way, we should also mention they're all wasted at this point. So Marty's like, you know what? She's a challenge to me, and I like a challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if only my kids were more challenging, I'd still be talking to the little fuckers, huh? And Joe's like, yeah, but she ripped you a new asshole. You know, and the kids, like, that's fucked up. I can't believe you put up with that. And then Joe's like, you know what? Let's have some conch. And Marty said it's conch. And he's like, nah, it's not how you say it, huh? And of course, it's like, conch.
Yeah, don't mansplain the conch. So then they go over and they look at this conch that's like on the cutting board that's still alive. And Joe Gorga's like, hey, that's my buddy. He's getting married tomorrow. He's got a penis, but the balls are gone. You got no balls. Hey, you're like a conch, but no conch balls. You know what I'm saying? Give it to the bitch. Give it to the bitch. He literally says, give it to the bitch. And then he goes, hey, Joe Budino basically just called you a bitch. I'm like, you're the one who said bitch.
And Marty is getting so pissed, he takes this like ballless dick thing and like sucks it down really creepily while he watches them. And I'm like, I'm not sure what you're trying to say, but it's gross.
He looked wasted and he looked like he's ready to like fall over. And he's like, you questioning me? And Joe's like, yeah. And then there was like this weird moment with the editing where like they like Marty basically splashed a drink on Joe Bedino's like crotch, but they only caught like the last part of it. So there was like this weird cutback and everything. And then they splash, he throws a drink at Joe, but they just sort of like, they're like, okay. And then they realize that Marty is now mad. So they pivot and they start saying, hey, you passed the test. You passed the test. You love her. You love her. You passed the test.
And then it cuts to Gorga going, this was not a test.
Yeah. They're like, hey, congratulations. We're always going to be there for you. I'm like, really? For all the talk that the guys have about the girls are so catty, you know, whatever. I'm like, you guys are being the bullshitters here.
Yes, Joe Gorga's a little bitch. So yeah. Then we go to Jackie and Dolores having lunch.
I don't know. I just started laughing at that.
Just Dolores going anywhere. Dolores's weave is so humongous. I mean, Doris has already got a full ass head of Italian hair. Like she's got a big old heavy head of hair. And then she's got like these terrible bleach blonde like additions that go down to her butt.
And bad fillers. So she's just like, I don't know. It's just a little like, it's a little scary. So she walks into this open air outdoor restaurant and she's like, all right, so it's a restaurant. It's outdoors, nice weather. It's spring. You know, there's an umbrella over there. I probably won't fall over anytime soon. We'll just sit here. Feel safe. Reminds me of Frankie. But, you know, like Frank isn't the only one in the sunshine. Guess what? I'm in the sunshine too. I'm an independent woman, you know? So, like, yeah, I'm not going to lie.
I don't have one man that I could trust, but you know what I got? I got myself. And here I am at a table.
Frank said I should come here anyway. He said the umbrellas are good and sturdy at this place. And, you know, I trust him. You know, he's lied to me 3 times, but I don't think he's going to lie to me about this.
Never going to lie to me again. I'll tell you that much. Because if he ever does it again, I swear to God, he ever lies to me again.
Clonk. Oh, I guess an umbrella just fell on my head. But you know what, though? Like, okay. All right. So you know what? He lied to me. All right. But you know what, though? Going forward, we're going to work on it. He says this. He says only one umbrella. I just texted him. He said only one umbrella is ever going to fall on me. It's not going to be a second one. Okay. So we're okay. Clonk.
So Jackie's like, hi, you hear anything from the guys in Bimini? And Laura's like, well, look, I'm going to be honest now. I think they're in trouble. All right. They're basically like a motorcycle in a living room. Like, where's it going to go? You know what I mean?
I heard they went on a 3-hour tour and no one, Teresa hasn't FaceTimed me since, so I don't know.
You know, I've seen Danielle in action. She's a little crazy. And then we get a montage of Danielle just being crazy.
Yes.
And Jackie's like, I got a question. How can she find 25 guys and you can't find one?
Dolores is like, well, you know, I've been sitting there, I've been thinking about that in my kitchen, but I'm alone. I get eviscerated, and I think, well, I don't know why I can't find any. If I can't find more than one guy, but maybe it's hard to find the guy who wants to come over and talk about cabinets. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? It's quality, not quantity. I'm like, you've got 2 men at the moment. Like, what are you talking about? So
also, I just have to say that flashback to Danielle Staub throwing dishes in a restaurant in Milan made me so happy because, like. People really, I feel like people, I say this, I know, I'm so sorry, I say this all the time, but people really slept on last season of New Jersey. There were like several crazy fights that season, like several glasses thrown, plates thrown, just screaming matches that were so funny and over the top. And watching that flashback, I was like, this was a great season. This is going to go down as one of the most overlooked seasons of all time.
Well, it takes a long time for people to forgive. And I mean, after the Twins and Amber season, I mean, they've got a lot of work.
I think people are starting to forgive now. I think the buzz on New Jersey has started to come back, I've noticed. But it takes a while for people to circle back.
Yeah. And that Jim Marchese is still going for. And actually, so is Amber. Jim Marchese just made a really homophobic comment a couple weeks ago on Twitter. Asshole. And then Amber followed it up. Oh, I mean, Jesus Christ. What?
I said he could throw himself into a volcano.
He's disgusting.
Yeah.
Terrible. So, yeah, they're both still terrible. And I think that that made people, you know, even more grateful that they're gone. So maybe they're giving the show another chance. I hope so.
Yeah. So now Dolores and Jackie start talking. Jackie's like, so Dolores, I really want to get your input about what I should do with Teresa, you know, because I want to know what's going on with that. And Dolores is like, well, frankly, you know what? And when I say frankly, I'm actually referring to my son, Frankie. And also my ex-husband, Frank. See, he's been in Florida a lot. It's like, hey, focus, Dolores, focus. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, look, you know, here's what happened, Frankie, frankly. All right.
Think about all the muscles, you know. Oh, Frank again.
It's like what you said was extremely offensive, all right? Extremely. It was what we call a low blow. It's like,
yeah, but I'm just going to my friend's defense. Did you see the way she screamed at me? Is that the way a normal, educated person speaks to another person? Don't assume that someone is dumb just because they yell. I feel like you're very elitist with that. You're an elitist attitude. That's what we call that, all right? You're an elitist attitude, all right? That there, I said it. That's it.
Yeah, you know what? Don't assume that someone's dumb just because they got disbarred for stealing money from their client, okay?
Don't assume that they wasn't going to tell you the second they remembered that they didn't tell you in the first place. You know what I mean? That's where you come from, you know? So look, here's what I'm going to tell you. You do this again, I'm going to be very, one more time. And Jackie's like, but yeah, but let me explain my thing. Because in my family, it happened too. My father went away for fraud. And then she tells us, my dad went away for tax evasion. My mom was on house arrest. And, you know, it was real tough when the sentencing was happening. But once they were doing their time, we weren't ashamed because it's the family.
Yeah, basically, she's in Arrested Development. She's like, dun, da, 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 da.
Liza Minnelli came over, pretended to be my mother, and you know what? We were grateful for the ZD.
Yeah, and my brother-in-law, he joined the Blue Man Group, so. My other brother, he lost his hand to a loose seal.
So Dolores jumps on this. She's like, okay, now how old were you when this happened? She's like, I was in college. She goes, well, now look, so it's not something that happened to your family. Okay? I'm like, yes, it is. That literally happened to her family. What are you talking? It was her parents when she was...
she's like, listen, it's two very different things. She was in college, and her dad went away for 6 months. For Teresa, she's a mother, and she's raising kids, and she knowingly participated in fraud with her husband and committed a crime, and now is a victim to her own crimes. Two different things.
Just look, here's what I think. It's like kicking someone while they're down. And Jackie just keeps arguing, you know, because she's right. I mean, Jackie is right. But at the same time, you can't just tell someone, oh, what, your husband's in prison and you know, and then expect them not to be mad. Like, duh.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, exactly. I don't think Jackie said anything wrong. I'm not surprised that Teresa got mad. But I just get mad that they make it sound like she said, your husband's a piece of trash and he deserves to die in prison. She didn't say that. She just was like, if you keep saying that you can control the husband, but if you could control your husband, he wouldn't be where he is, you know?
Well, it's every season with Teresa, it's proxy wars because Teresa doesn't want to get her hands dirty now. So it's always everybody else is fighting for her. And so this isn't even between Jackie and Teresa, and it's not even between Dolores and Jackie. It's between Melissa and Teresa. It's obnoxious.
And Jackie's saying that she felt bad because everyone was ganging up on Melissa. And I love Jackie, this like passive aggressive thing that she says. She goes, you know what? I'm used to arguing logically, and I think it just went over the wrong way. I was like, that's not Jersey shade. That's some Real Housewives of New York shade right there.
Yeah. And Dolores is like, well, look, someone has to compromise. It's like I told that umbrella. Fa-boom! Umbrella, like.
It's like I told Frank, we got to make a compromise. I need you to help me put up some more cabinets. And in return, I'm going to boom. Oh, my God. The umbrella is.
And the umbrella falls over. And Jacqueline's like, that was Teresa. Which is just funny because it does kind of look like Teresa, that umbrella.
And then there was some great editing because it cuts from this umbrella just falling over to down in Bimini to out of nowhere, Joe Gorga just falls over onto the floor. Like, out of, he just like walks in drunk into their room, and you just hear him go, whoa! And he just falls flat onto his side.
Yeah, with a full drink. And then he goes to the table, and there's a shit ton of food on this table. Like, it looks like I just got breakfast. Broken up with. It's like tons of food. And he's like, yeah, thank God for leftovers. And Melissa and Tree come back. And she's like, why did Melissa call him Susie?
I didn't hear that.
Susie. Why are you wet?
Maybe a sweetie. Mm. But she goes, why are you wet? And he goes, I don't know.
Where was you? And Tree's like, we was in a photo shoot. So he starts telling them about all the shit that went down at lunch. And he's like, yeah, like, you know, we went out with Marty. And we're like, Marty, pull it together, all right? You know, there's like this put together Marty, this quiet Marty, this wussy Marty, this pussy of a man Marty, this ball-less, cock-conky Marty. This guy throws a drink at Joe's balls.
And then we cut over to Marge coming back into the room and seeing Joe. They kiss, and she's like, Joe, I taste the alcohol. What's going on? What's going on with the booze on your lips? Okay, do I have to put you in Alcoholics Anonymous? Except everyone knows who you are. So it should be called Joeaholics Anonymous. Get a classic Marge. Okay, I'm going to workshop that one, okay?
Alcoholic Joe. That's classic Joe right there.
Yeah, so Joe tells Marge about the whole conversation, and she's like, oh, great. You know, she knows she's going to hear it from Danielle.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Gorga's like, this is what I said to him. This is what I said to Carlos Marty, house-owning Marty. You know Marty. I go, Marty, don't let the pussy whip you. You whip the pussy. What the fuck with this guy? This guy is the worst, okay?
Yeah.
He's lucky he has a cute little smile and meth eyes, because that's the only reason anybody forgives him.
He is a caveman, basically.
He really is.
So then, to change things up, we then go back up to New Jersey, where the Queen of Paramus shows up. It's Jennifer. She goes to, like, the family jewelry shop, where her brother's hulking behind the counter, and her dad is just sitting there, like, on a little stool, like, how is this my life? You know?
And she goes, the brother's like, how are the kids? And she's like, oh, they're good, they're good. And goes, your kids got personality. Yeah, I know. Where did they get that from? No one in this family. I think we can thank Bill for that.
Well, it's like my dad always says, to paraphrase my dad, they have personalities, bad personalities.
So Jen, he owns a jewelry store. So Jen's all excited because she gets a cross because she's Turkish. And in my culture, we don't get rings. We get crosses because, you know, Jesus. Back in Jesus's day, you wear a cross, you get a bride shipped to you from Japan, and boom, you're married. Like, what is this? What is this, dating 5 years, getting to know somebody? I'm like, you were...
Shirley goes, see, this just goes to show that when you know, okay? That's what this just goes to show. And I'm like, what do you mean, like, you know, like, they met 5 years ago and she was repulsed by him. And then 5 years later, she had no better options. So she's like, is this, hey, do you still have that car in the back room? I want to kick its tires a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I'm hopeless and Turkey's not doing so great. Can you please just put me under the fat guy like a doorstop? Please, I'll do whatever you need.
I don't know. I think they're going to Turkey. I started to get the sense that this was the early seeds of the vacation, because she's like, we're all going to be going to Turkey because my brother's going to be presenting the cross to Melda in a ceremony. And that's what we do in our culture. Okay. We're Syrian Christian Orthodox, and we have the best view in all of Paramus. So we're considering changing religion to Paramus Syrian Orthodox. Okay.
What is this, dating, getting to know someone? Jerk off, jerk. Oh, sorry, Daddy.
I only wish Bill were here to see this lovely cross. Ooh, I'm here. Ooh, I'm always here.
You rub that little thing, and I just came right out.
Crisscross and make you jump, jump.
Well, Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, write it down. You ain't never had a friend like me.
So then
Teresa burns herself with a curling iron because she's a fucking moron. I mean, my God. And then she's like, I hate doing my own hairs.
We didn't realize that was actually foreshadowing for the big drama of the episode. But
no one's done their own hair in so long. It's so funny.
I'm surprised she didn't catch her stupid earrings on fire.
I thought,
I hadn't had one of these in a long time. Ow!
Tree, it's good. Don't worry. You won't hurt yourself at all.
Okay, Peg. Ow!
So, her cheerleader's in the corner. Hey, Tree, try these earrings on. They look great. Oh, they look so good on you, Tree. They look so good. So,
Peg
to Tony. So, Totino's. I'm sorry. Totino's.
So they all start getting, they all have to, oh wait, where are they going now?
They're going to the rehearsal dinner. And so they're piling into the little tram thing. And Marge is like, you know, I was looking at the weather, okay? I was looking at the forecast. It's going to be fucking raining all tomorrow. Okay, it's like rain, go away. How about rain, stay away? How about that? Okay, like I just did my hair, okay? So they're in the tram and it's getting windy. And Danielle's sitting next to Marge, and Marge is looking at her phone. She's like, "Okay, all right, it's all fucking rain tomorrow. Oh, look, I feel it. I feel rain. You feel that?
It's gonna fucking rain. I feel it right now." And Danielle's like, "Let's keep talking about it. No, really, Margaret. Let's just keep talking about it, Margaret.
Whatever you think about, she wants to curse the wedding." Yeah, whatever you think about, you bring about. So thank you, Margaret. Thank you.
Oh, that's my fault. The wedding's going to be rained out because I said it. Oh, Jesus, I should say I'm going to win the lottery. That's what I'm going to win. Everybody, write that down. Did you write that down? Because that is classic Joan.
That was Joan up in heaven. You know what this rain is? It's Joan crying from laughter at my jokes, okay? From heaven. Tears in heaven. Okay, Eric Clapton. Get it?
And then Teresa's like, "Hey, Margaret, where's your family?" She's like, "Well, they're not here." She's like, "Why isn't they here?" "Well, they're not the wedding. This is the rehearsal part. So they'll just come to the dinner after." And Teresa's like, "Blink, blink."
Does blink, not understand blink. The logistics. What? So then, speaking of which, we then see Marge Sr. She's just like casually walking, and then she just falls over. So we got the umbrella, Joe Gorga, and Marge Sr. all going down this episode.
Someone goes, "Are you all right?" And she's like, "I didn't realize the steps were there."
Just, oh, I like her, like her squeal of pain, or she's like, "Oh."
And then they get out to go in, and Teresa's like,
"Unlike the rain stopped it, did you see?"
Danielle's like, "Yeah, look at the rainbow. There's a rainbow there." And Joe Gorga goes, "That means something. Like, look,
yeah,
I'll
means
bet
that Marty's a queer. It means that Marty's a queer.
I'll bet it touches right down on Marty's head because he's the pot of gold. Am I right?"
"No, I hear that rainbows only touch down on people who actually got a dick and balls. Sorry, Marty. It's not touching you." So then Margaret, of course, she sees Joe at the bar, and she's like, guess what? Danielle, apparently everything's my fault. Danielle's been yelling at me. Everything's my fault. The weather, everything. Just blame Marge. Just blame Marge. That's all.
So then Melissa and Tree are talking, and she's like, "It seems like they're at each other's throats. Margaret's being very negative."
No, actually, that was Melissa who said that. So I said, "It seems like they're at each other's throats. Margaret's being very, very negative." And Tree just goes, "Yeah." She's just like, "Yeah. No idea what's happening."
"Wear my tap shoes, we gotta rehearse."
So Marge Senior's like, "Hello, Margaret, I fell." And Margaret's like, what are you drunk? Don't get drunk, mother. You don't want to ruin your face." She goes, "Of course not."
"What, you see a rainbow or something? Huh? You see a rainbow? Because it's gonna rain tomorrow. That's what I gotta say." So then Danielle then confronts Joe Gorga. She's like, "So, pay attention, please. I hear you had a conversation with Marty. So something was said about me, huh? That I stay with a man just for money. Okay? Care to explain yourself?" And Joe Gorga, for all his is always like, "Oh, you don't, you're a pussy. He's like, hey, Joe, come over here. Joe, come over here."
I like, she goes, "Look at me, Joe." And he's like, "You scare me a little bit. All right? I got to be honest." She's like, "I want to hear it, Joe." So he
and
brings
now he
over
wonders,
the other Joe.
Yeah. Now he wonders why Marty acts the way he does. He's like, "You scare me a little bit." Like, yeah, it's Danielle Staub. This is what Marty deals with.
Well, yeah, duh. So Danielle's like, "Here's what I'm getting. A third or fourth party info. And so I want to ask you, do you think I'm with Marty for his money?" And then it's just silence.
"And why are people having third and fourth parties when this is supposed to be about my party?"
I'm the bride.
So then Joe goes, she's like, "Do you think I'm after Marty for his money?" And Joe Budino's like, I'm debating the answer.
She's, are you kidding? And he's like, no. I don't think you're with him for his money. We was drinking. And she goes, Margaret's like, yeah, they were both busted. They were just busted his chops. Were you drinking or not, Joe? Were you drinking or not? There, he said it. They're drinking. And she goes, Danielle's answer to this is so funny. She goes, well, look, his money isn't as important as love.
And naturally, my love comes from his money. So you see, it's all a tangled web. I only want to be surrounded by people that are supporting us and loving us. And just like the entire party just evaporates.
Just goes, oh my God.
Then Joe Gorga's like, hey, Danielle, this guy, this man, he loves you. He adores you. Okay? That's what we got out of this. In fact, that's like a gift. It's almost good that we called him a pussy and was whipped and that you're just out for the money. Because guess what? He loves you. He adores you.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, then. You can go have the dinner the Bravo's paying for now. So Margaret's like, you know what? I'm just going to get through this wedding because I said I would. But the truth is, this is no way to live.
I was like, okay, relax, Margaret. You're acting like you've been like put in like an Anne Frank attic, okay? Just like you're at a beautiful wedding, okay? And she like got mad at you about the weather. She's being ridiculous, but like, you know, it's Danielle Staub.
Yeah. So now it's the wedding day, and we get another scene of Teresa calling her daughters, which is always hilarious because they show her phone, and it's like 10 calls to Adriana. It's like,
yeah, Adriana.
It's like, what? It's
like, let me see how pretty you look for this party.
She's like, bye, Mom. Click. And she just hangs up on her.
Yeah. And Margaret's, meanwhile, she's scolding Joe. She's like, you know, you deserve to be yelled at for what you did to me, okay? All right, I'm just going to be very devoted to Danielle today. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be devoted and be hopelessly devoted to her, okay?
So then in the hair and makeup suite, Melissa comes over. She's just taking a shower, and Danielle's like, tell me your hair is not completely wet. Nuh-uh. We are not doing complete blowouts.
No, we cannot. We cannot. Because apparently the thing said, like, you get your hair and makeup done. And she's like, no, it's only for my friends. Only for my family. You guys only get your makeup done, which is so cheap. Like, Bravo's barely even paying for this. Like, I mean, it's already paying for it. But you're not going to do the hair for all the women. You're just the makeup. Come on, Danielle.
Yeah, well, Melissa said the email said full hair and makeup. But she's like, doesn't include dry cleaning. I am the bride. And then Tree has wet hair, too. But I think that's Priscilla, right?
Her hair is just like... Her hair is just like an unwrung out mop. It's just like water everywhere. It's like, oh my God, don't your hair's wet, too.
And the gay is like, oh. It's like, shut up, gay. You're getting paid for this. Calm down and get your blow dryer blowing. Okay, yeah. Sir?
So then Margaret walks in and her hair is wet too. And Daniel's like, seriously? What the fuck? I'm like, okay, it's wet hair. Calm down. Her getting so mad at her hair was just making me cackle.
I spent the entire weekend making sure you feel fabulous, and it's supposed to be about me. Marge is like, oh my God, holy fuck, this is high drama. And she's like,
she's on the edge.
Yeah. So Margaret's like, you know what? I'm just gonna blow dry my own hair. Like, it's fine. Which was like shocking. I don't think we've ever seen this on Bravo, a woman actually picking up a hair dryer and blowing out her own hair. It's like, I didn't even know you could do it. Yeah.
Teresa's like,
look, Margaret's got a baby.
Like, it's a blow dryer, Teresa.
Uh-oh, everyone get down. Margaret's got a gun. It's a hair dryer.
Look at Marge drying her hair. She's almost forgiven for last night. All right, Bonnie knows what he's getting into. Oh, you didn't give your husband a warning first. That was your fault, Margaret. Marge is like, oh, jeez. Here we go again.
Listen, Danielle, I've had your back the most out of anyone in this entire trip, okay? Yeah, I've had your back the most, and you speak to me the worst. And Danielle's like, and you've hurt me the most. I'm like, what? What has Margaret done that's hurt you? She had like a cocktail weenie with Dolores once.
And then we get a clip of what she supposedly did, and it's Danielle going, "What do you even have in common with Dolores? You cheated on your husband and she got cheated on."
And then Danielle's like, "Margaret, you blindsided me. My heart got broken in half and it hurt me." And Margaret's like, "You know what? Guess what? I'm getting on a plane, okay? And I will not be on the wedding, okay? Enjoy yourself. It's over. It's all over. I'm getting on a plane. I'm getting on American Airlines too, okay? Enjoy your Southwest flight back. Okay, guess what? You live in the Northeast. Good luck getting your Southwest flight, okay? That's all I'm saying. Directions, okay? Cardinal directions.
I'm asking you to understand where things come from, Margaret."
She's like, "Okay, you know what? She not only beats a dead horse, she drags it through the river, then the mud, then she drowns it. She tries to start it on fire, but it's wet, so she waits for it to dry off. Then she puts it on a pig spit, rolls it around, then she shoots it in the face, stabs it, opens its guts, pours them all over herself. Like, this girl, just kill the horse already, right?"
I love the idea that Marge actually beat the dead horse on her joke about beating a dead horse. So then Danielle is like, as you always like to say, a classic bully. You just say something, you punch them in the face, and they're like, "Ooh." So Danielle's like, goes after her, and she's like, come on, sit down. And Melissa's like, "No arguing.
It's the wedding day, no arguing."
Shut up, Melissa.
So Marge is like, your behavior is it's distasteful. It's ridiculous. It's disgusting. And then Danielle just hugs her, and then they start to cry, and Danielle apologizes.
Taylor hates Danielle's wedding.
Was he barking?
Yeah, you didn't hear him. He's like so mad. No. I have some Amazon treats coming today.
Did an umbrella hit him? Is that what happened?
If you do it again, I swear to God, you do it one more time, Beulah, I'm done with you forever. Yeah. Okay, you're forgiven.
So Marge is now like, "You know what? Like, we made up and I would be nice and everything. But you know what? Dolores was right about Danielle. I wish I listened." I was like, whoa. Because I didn't realize they'd had a falling out. And I looked afterwards and I saw that they like, or not friends, that Danielle edited Marge out of all her bridal photos.
Yes, and then Danielle was like, "That was the worst wedding. It was the worst wedding day ever." I was like, what?
What are you talking about? It looked beautiful.
Yeah, she's so ungrateful, Danielle. Like, just say thank you for your free Costco sample, okay? It's like someone who takes a free chicken sample and it's like, "I don't like that chicken." In other words, it's me.
Now they're getting dressed, and as the wedding ceremony, we see Marty's son, who's like a big old schlub. The top button is like undone. His tie is like, the knot of his tie is down like in the middle of his chest. He just looks like a used car salesman. Nothing against used car salesman, of course.
Yeah, and then they make sure to show us that the kids are there. You know, they don't look like thrilled, but no one really looks thrilled.
But also, I thought the kids were like 13, 17, things like that. So it was like, even like when all this stuff was talking about the kids, I was like, ugh, you know? But the kids are like full on grown adults, which, I mean, you still, like, kids are like, that's still important, but they made it sound like they were young and impressionable and like you have to like really protect them. And I was like, they're kind of adults and they kind of, I don't know.
They're protecting that inheritance. You imagine the life that Marty's made them go through. And they're like, this fucker's got probably a couple months to go. And now some heifer comes in and steals all of his money. You know?
Yeah, that's what the real issue is. You're right.
So it's a beach wedding. And I just wrote, David, Marty's son. Wow.
And Joe Gorga, still a pig. So the procession starts coming in. So Marty's up first. And then the bridesmaids. Melissa Gorga walks down the aisle. Joe Gorga stands up and is like, "Woo!
Yeah, woo!"
I'm like, she's fucking walking.
That
okay?
pussy's mine, all right? That pussy's mine.
Like, this is not about you and your wife, okay? Like, sit down, please.
Yeah. So they've written their own vows. And so Marty gets to go first. And he's like, the minute I felt your Tostino roll around me, it squeezed me, it hurt me, I got scrapes, but then I got a Band-Aid, and I have Fred Flintstone on it. I love Fred Flintstone. I love you.
I promise that you will feel safe every day, every moment, forever. And by forever, I mean about 3 months.
I promise I will never call you a piece of shit, co-core, every day, forever. Okay.
The only restraining order I'm ever going to get is a restraining order against bad feelings.
And she's like, I promise you that I will trust you. I will take your trust. I will cash in your trust probably before it's due. and I will spend your trust. Okay?
And we're going to have a lot of fun. So Marge is just like watching from the side, just hating life. And she's like, you know, I don't think this marriage is going to last. You know? I'm like, I mean, true, but like based on the vows, I would actually like there are many reasons why the marriage is not going to last, but I don't think it was because of the vows. And she's like, pretty soon, Marty's going to find out Danielle's not who she portrays herself to be.
I think she portrays herself to be pretty
accurately.
I don't think she's been faking it, actually. I agree with you. I think Danielle's pretty much herself. Yeah. Did you notice that? So we've had this whole episode, like, are you with him for his money? Danielle is literally leaning away from him in their wedding vows. You know, if you were a body language reader, she's standing there and she's leaning back like this.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Marty's breath is probably like cigarettes and sardines.
And conch.
Conch.
Ballless conch.
Like pickled conch.
So we end with Tree going,
yeah, you know, Danielle can be a bit much, but she has a good heart, and she deserves a second chance at happiness. Or a third, or fourth, or fifth, or something. Blink, blink. Blink, blink.
Yeah, and that was the wedding. For some reason, I thought the wedding was where, Marty was going to get thrown into a pool, but apparently not yet.
Yeah, we'll have to wait for that. Well, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. It is good to be back. We look forward to having a great 2019 with y'all. Go get your Watch What Crappens Live tickets for Dallas, Boston, D.C., Vancouver. We'll see some of you this Saturday at the Golden Crappy Awards here in Hollywood, which we are so thrilled about. And you can get your new limited edition t-shirts. There is free shipping on those t-shirts for orders of over $45 until January 26th. So go to crappensmerch.com.
And also, if you want to vote in the Crappies, the voting is going to be open until 6 o'clock Pacific time on Friday. There's been a huge amount of votes, so go vote if you haven't voted yet, just because it's fun, and it's free, and, you know, it's a good time.
Get over there, everybody. We sure love you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.